It's been a hard year for some Alaskans. Salvation Army branches around the state report significantly more requests for holiday assistance than last year. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports on how the 3,000-resident southeast fishing community of Petersburg is responding to the need.
Petersburg Salvation Army Community Center is collecting toys for about 70 children this holiday season. That's up quite a bit from last year's 50. About 85 families, including about 230 people, will get boxes of food. Those numbers are up, too. Lieutenant Misty Burke shares pastoring duties with her husband, John.
A lot of families who were just really counting on a great fishing season this year didn't have that, and so they've not been able to do all the things that they wanted to do and not have enough money to pay off everything that they needed to pay off, and so they now are in a place where they're just struggling.
And it's not just Petersburg. Ivy Sponholz of the Salvation Army's Alaska office says the same is true in the state's other 17 missions.
I've checked in with folks in Southeast and up into the Matsu Valley and the interior, and pretty much across the board we're seeing a trend of increased need.
She says so far, community response has been good. Burke says that's been true for Petersburg's Angel Tree program, where community members pick up a tag listing a child's age, sex, and other information.
The banks put the trees up on December 1st, and that's when we put our tags out. But we've had people coming in November asking us if they could get Angel Tree tags early because they were either going down south or different things going on, and they wanted to be able to purchase gifts early.
One of the Salvation Army's most visible fundraisers is the Red Kettle Drive. Lieutenant John Burke says some communities have to hire people to staff the kettles. But in Petersburg, it's an all-volunteer effort, allowing more money to go to those in need.
We do fund our food baskets as well as any extra toys we may have to purchase for Christmas, as well as throughout the year for assistance.
That includes temporary housing and helping people develop plans to improve their situations. Misty Burke says Petersburg continues to respond to those in need.
We could not do any of what we're doing this season or any season without the help of the community and their generosity. They just give on a daily basis and they just continue to give.
The Salvation Army is still collecting toys, money, and other donations for its holiday programs. In Petersburg, John Burke says the last week before Christmas often brings the largest amount of Red Kettle cash. In Juneau, I'm Ed Schoenfeld.